I'm not going to try to take up too much time. I want to hear Brother Philip this morning as well. He's come a long ways, and I count it a privilege to be able to have met him. The last song we sang, there's some good admonishment in those in there, but also those are words that I trust we can all feel that we have spoken in our hearts before. Not just here at the meeting house, but in our daily lives. Hungry and faint and poor, behold us, Lord, again assembled at thy mercy's door. At thy mercy's door, because we don't deserve the least of his mercies. We don't deserve anything. His mercy is given freely because he loves us. Not that we deserve anything this morning, but I trust that we come this morning to obtain something that we crave because we feel in need of it. I so much appreciate the prayers and the love of Macedonia Church toward my wife in this time of her trouble. Words can't express how much we appreciate it. We thank God for this church and we thank God for the members of it. This week has been a long week for me. Wednesday morning, I took my wife down to the hospital and they did the surgery Wednesday morning and expected her to leave and go home that evening. It was supposed to be a quick thing. Of course, things aren't ever like we expect them to be. We know that. But that evening she was running a very high temperature and she was in such pain and they couldn't figure out where the pain was coming from because the doctor said that she shouldn't be in the pain that she was in for the procedure that she had. They just couldn't understand it. They kept her, and every day there was something else, and her fever continued. But yesterday afternoon, the Lord blessed us to be able to take her home. And she's feeling much better this morning. She was. And she's so glad to be home. But you know, there in that hospital room, I stayed with her the whole time. Tend to feel cut off from the outside world sometimes. Because you're there just along with her. I was there just along with her, or you're there with loved ones, or perhaps you're there in the bed yourself. You can tend to feel cut off from the outside world. And though our faith in God may be strong, sometimes we need the fellowship of those we love. We met this morning to partake of a food that's not a natural thing. We met out to partake of these things because it's that food that gets us by, that lifts us up in such a way that the cares of the world don't bother us so bad. You know, we can overcome these things of the world. If you're partaking of the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ. And I trust this morning that we've come out to find some of that this morning. And as the week drew on, you know, we come to church on Sunday morning and perhaps we feast upon the love of God and we feast upon the Word of God and we just seem filled up with it. Perhaps we leave the meeting house just overflowing with joy. Well, that's the thing about it. There's a thing about this world. You know, Christ said in the book of John that in this world ye shall have tribulation. Ye shall have tribulation. And I don't believe there's anybody here in this building today that has not had it and perhaps is not having it today or will not have it tomorrow. We're going to have tribulation. But you know, when we leave this place completely filled, sometimes it seems before we even make it home, something has sapped us of some of that joy. Tribulation. Tribulation comes in many shapes and forms. We may leave this place and get cut off on the interstate out here as we get onto it or on the highway home. And that thing of the world just jumped right in there and took away a little bit of that joy immediately, you know, as soon as it did. As soon as our thoughts fell on those things. It comes in many shapes and forms, but on Monday morning, oftentimes, I have found myself to be dry already because the world has sapped me of these joys. Sometimes it lasts a little longer. But this week has been a very dry spell for me. And the doctor, when she came in to visit yesterday afternoon to release my wife from the hospital, she prayed with her before the surgery. And she came in yesterday afternoon, she prayed with her again. It has been a blessing to have a God-fearing doctor. But her comfort and her peace in knowing that things were okay because of the test that she had run that everything physically she could do for my wife had been done. And that physically she was okay and she was in good condition to go home. You see, that strength, because of her faith, you see. And her faith was in God, as she admitted it there. It was not in her own hands, but of God. She had been blessed to feast and be strengthened. And in doing so, I was able to feed on some crumbs that she dropped along the way there. Through her comfort and her strength, she offered me something as well. Now, it's those crumbs I'd like to speak for just a few minutes about if I can. And I'm not going to take long doing it. In the book of Matthew, chapter 15. We find Christ, and we find a multitude of people. Actually, let me start back in the book of 14. Chapter 14. Because I want to get a little extra here on this. There are 5,000 people gathered in a multitude here. Starting at verse 15 in chapter 14, the book of Matthew. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place." This world is indeed a desert place. And it can dry us out in a heartbeat. "And the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart, give you them to eat." They say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now I want to tell you that there's a portrait in this of the church. There's a portrait here of the congregation who are hungry in a desert land. And a portrait of the ministers sent by God to feed the sheep. And a portrait of the Spirit taking that small portion which every minister, given by the Spirit of God, if he has a message at all that comes of the Spirit, but taking that small portion that he has, that small message that he has, and break it and prepare it that it multiplies, that it might feed thousands. And here they only had a few fish and a few loaves of bread. And Christ said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples, and his disciples then to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets. 12 baskets that were left over after they had had their fill of it, you see. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. That wasn't even counting the women and children. The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 32. This is an entirely different congregation. This is not the same occasion. This is a different multitude. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, "I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me. Because they continue with me now 3 days. And have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way." The way is out here in the world, is what he's talking about. This can be applied to the world out here. When we leave this place, having been filled, we can faint out here in the world because of the tribulation, because we are in need of spiritual food very much in this life. And his disciples say unto him, "Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude?" And Jesus saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye?" And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples then to the multitude. If Brother Philip stands before us this morning, or Brother Will ever stands before you, or any other minister ever stands before you and has a small portion that they wish to offer you because a burden has been placed upon their heart to do so, if the Spirit does not break and bless it, it will not be of benefit to you. But if the Spirit does break and bless these things, we should be in prayer to receive such things that we might be filled. If a feast is placed before me and I'm not hungry, or if I don't feel I'm in need of these things, I'm not going to get anything from it. And so often I have found myself in that situation in the church to sit and hear the Word of God so beautifully proclaimed and to see the tears in the eyes of those around about me, but yet it felt as though I had nothing to take. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left, 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside the women and children. There were many things left over, you see. There were fragments. Many baskets left over of what had been fed to those there that day. There was something left over. That's the point here. Now I want to call your attention back also in the chapter 15 here, back to the 21st verse. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. This was a woman of Canaan. It makes a point of that. But he answered her not a word. Now I want you to pay attention to what is said here. But I don't want you to think that our Lord and Savior was being cruel in any way whatsoever. He knew exactly what was about to take place. And he left us something here for a reason. For a reason. An example here. And for some understanding. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm not sent to this woman or her people, is what he said. But she did not go away. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Have you ever found yourself in that condition? Lord, help me. I don't think there's a child of God today that has ever lived a day of their life without having that in their heart at some point in time. Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Lord, the truth, Lord, get the dogs. Eat of the crumbs of the master's table. You know, I have a dog at home. Oftentimes, I find myself leaving just a little bit extra on the bone. Because I know she'll get something out of it. She'd love to have some of that that I'm eating of, you know. We're a wasteful people. And I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes this morning. Trust me, I've stomped mine to their black and blue over this very matter. But I find that we can be a wasteful people this morning in that these crumbs so often have fallen from the master's table that having been filled and we've left them lying right where they fell. How many times in this church, in this very building, have beloved ministers before who I feel humbled to stand in the same place that they stood in years past, Brother Ralph Howell and so many others that I cannot remember offhand that have stood here in this very place. And have been blessed by the Spirit of God to feed us in such a way as to fill us up. How many crumbs have we left upon this floor when we left? How many fragments have we left not taking the baskets with us? How many crumbs have we left upon the floors of our automobiles when we've driven down the road in the silence of the day and troubles filling our mind, and God in His mercy has felt pleased to bless us in such a way as to lift us up and fill us? How many times have we left the crumbs upon the floors of our bedroom, upon the floors of the hospital room, where God has felt blessed to feed us and nourish us when we needed it the most? How many times have we left these things and not taken them with us? How many times have we found ourselves in a situation where just one crumb that we left laying there could have got us through just one more day? How many times, because He will not feed us every day, we find in this book that there will be seasons of dry spells. There will be seasons of drought. He is a faithful God and He will minister to us and He gives us so many things. But there will be dry spells in our lives. Take these things that we hear this morning and every day. When Christ, our Lord and Master, comes to us and feeds us upon these truths, feeds us up in our hearts, gives us of these things, keep them with us, that they're not only good for us, but they're good to those around us. That when we're somebody else that we don't even know, perhaps, and may not even know when it happens, they're feeding dry and left out and down, and they're starving for something so much more. And to witness our strength in this life, to witness our strength because we have been fed and filled, and we're feasting upon these crumbs, that they might partake of the crumbs that we carry along with us. We never know when we might enter out into the world, and someone who is down and out and depressed and distraught in this life not witness to our strength and say, how can you stand in the middle of such tribulation? And yet have so much peace and hope. How can you do these things? You can say, let me show you something. Let me offer you something of what I have in my heart. Keep those things with you, that it might strengthen you and those around you. And that they might be filled on just a little crumb that you have. And tell them, you know, that if you want more of this, then meet me come Sunday morning at Macedonia Church. And if you don't get your basket full, I'll give you some more of what I've got in mind. But keep these things with us as a reason. God will always give us much more than what we need. But if we choose to leave it laid and don't take it with us, then we've forsaken that ourselves. It's not because God chose not to give it to us. So many things He's given us in His life so richly. I thank you this morning for being a blessing to me and my wife and your prayers. I can't describe how much it has meant to us. This has been a burden on my heart this week about these crumbs. If I've confused you in my terminology, come to me and I'll be glad to explain it to you more in detail. But take the things that you hear this morning, if it feeds you, then take it with you and keep it with you. Come here, Brother Phil. I'm sorry I took up so much time.